So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Anything that doesn't have liquor in it sucks. That guy's right, totally. Chris Humphreys has issued a statement concerning his wife of 72 days. The one that was going to make it, as I like to call it.
This one hurts. This one hurts. I thought the World Series was bad, but God.
Does it hurt?
The World Series and then this?
Yes.
You wonder,
how much can we stay?
Right, how much can one man take?
You wonder if she wanted to do this before the World Series, but she was so caught up in Ranger fever.
She doesn't even know who the Rangers are.
That she didn't have time to do it. Like, if you asked her right now who are the Texas Rangers, would she know what sport it was?
No. I'll bet she would not. Look, she's got music to make. There's music inside her.
This was nothing more.
She's got to get it out.
Than a publicity stunt and a cash grab, and Chris Humphreys was in on it 100%, and that makes him one of the biggest douchebags in America.
Man, I agree. From a guy that I thought to be, before this all started, like when he was here with the Mavericks, he seemed like a really decent dude, and you heard interviews with him, and he was just a kind of an all-shucks guy, and God. You know what? That's another
thing.
This
is why the terrorists hate us.
Like, it is. Like, you call home, that and pet meds. We have our pet medicines delivered to our home.
Really?
I have to drive to Grapevine to get mine.
I got
to
hit PetSmart.
I'm stealing a line from Dennis Miller. That's why the terrorists do hate us. They see commercials for pet meds. But you know when he calls home and he's like Chris Humphreys, he goes, Mom, Dad, yeah, I got a girlfriend and she's awesome and I can't wait for you to meet her. Maybe you've seen her on TV, Kim Kardashian?
Yes.
Is the mom going, oh my God, really, Chris? You're bringing home this hooker to my house for
Maybe
Thanksgiving?
Maybe you've seen this girl on the internet being turned into Swiss cheese by rap artists.
Yeah, like the dad's going, oh no. Oh, no. So he issued a statement saying that I love my wife. Can you mark that?
No, we don't care about that.
That slut that I married.
That's what we're in
That's
it
much
for.
Better.
Yes.
I love my wife, and I am devastated to learn she filed for divorce. There's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He goes on. I'm committed to this marriage and everything this covenant represents, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make it work. Why? She hates you.
He's in love.
She hates you.
He's in love.
No, he's
she wants
not.
Nothing to do with you. He does not love that.
He's been turned out.
And now...
He has fallen for Nookie.
I mean, he was Chris Humphreys' New Jersey Net, which meant about as much as...
Going to it.
You know, well, playing for the Fort Worth
Walter
Fire
Bond,
or something.
Dallas Maverick.
Right. It means very little in the grand scheme of things. But now, he's Chris Humphreys, Kim Kardashian's ex, meaning everywhere he goes. He was already a decent-looking kid, but now he can get anyone.
Oh, well, look over there at the bar. Stacy, there's Chris Humphreys. You know, he was having sex with Kim Kardashian. I wonder what he's like in bed.
And then he comes over and is like, yeah, can I buy you a drink? Stacy.
Yes, Chris, you can. Absolutely, Chris Humphreys. This is my friend Michelle. Would you like to have a menage? She likes you too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, take your bra off. That's all it takes now.
Yeah.
So, hey, maybe he had it right. Get $10 million from a wedding. Sign a prenup, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
He gets none of her slut money, which is all this is. You know, there's blood money and family money, and her money's slut money.
So Chris Humphreys would be able to string together a menage with two buyers from Gadzooks from St. Louis? That could happen for him.
Gadzooks. When did that thing die?
Kristen and Kirsten. Sorry, you don't watch that show.
What is it?
How to Make It.
Oh, okay. Wasn't there a shop called Gadzooks?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Is it still around?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they're buyers.
Yes.
And they're partying in New York.
And they're idiots.
So he's blindsided by it. Meanwhile, the Kardashian sisters, Tuna and Cindy, took to Twitter to support their sister. Seriously, the big one?
Is that Chloe?
Yeah. She looks like a swimming tuna. Like just a thick, big shoulder, just big bone broad.
Big tuna fish?
Like, yeah, just, you know how they're big and meaty and beefaronish and just
not so bad.
Cruising through the... She's so much bigger than the two sisters are. Like, how did that happen? I mean, she looks like a volleyball player ate a wrestler.
Frozen snack.
She needs to work out with Bruce Jenner.
A lot.
All right.
Well, nothing says
with the campaign.
Nothing says supporting your sister like taking to Twitter. This is from Chloe.
Thank God for family. We're strong and we'll only become closer. I love you, Kimmy. I just hate reading some of these comments. They're just so hurtful. I'm grateful for our fans who understand and are being respectful. Hate is disgusting. Love is everything. Sandwich good.
Courtney, the young one, who looks to be kind of like the innocent bystander in all of this, you know? Like, I don't know if she really wants in on all this crap, but yeah. She's just a part of it. She says,
well, our sister's going through a difficult time, but we're a close-knit family, Mike. We're sticking together like glue.
Yeah.
Don't
even issue it.
I don't understand this one.
I go on record saying a lot of nasty comments have eggs as their picture. Get it straight what I said, egg. And yes...
I don't know what she's saying.
The default profile picture for Twitter is an egg. I guess that's what she's going for.
Oh.
No.
Stuff.
The profile avatar.
Oh, yeah.
It's an egg.
You're all eggs. That's all you are to me with your hateful comments. Eggs. Go look in the mirror, eggs. Did
these kids go to school? Did they learn how to do anything else but bone?
No, they... don't go to school. They're making their way through the cult of celebrity and personality. That's what they're doing.
Disgusting. All of it.
Yeah. I doubt if she took homemaking in high school.
Yeah, she wasn't a reporter for the FFA.
No. HBO says that Luck, now they're going to try to piggyback Luck off of Boardwalk Empire. The season finale of Boardwalk Empire is Sunday, December the 11th.
What?
What do you mean, what? It's like six more episodes. Which is,
I don't want it to end. It's so good.
The Luck pilot will debut right after Boardwalk is over with. Now, the official series will not start until January 29th. This is a one-time pilot debut to get everybody all, their whistles all wet. And by the way, Luck is the new show that centers around a horse track. Horse racing track.
That preview looks awesome.
Starring the great Dustin Hoffman as a recently paroled gangster who wants to reassume his former position at the horse track.
Boy, he looks mean.
I know, little bitty Dustin Hoffman,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Looks awesome. Nick Nolte, Dennis Farina. The great Richard Kind. This is from the mind... You know who created this? Richard Kind?
Yeah, who's that?
Home Improvement, right?
He is... Is that Richard Kind? No.
Richard Karn.
Yeah. the neighbor. Richard Kind is Larry David's... his dad. You know, his dad was always with, like, his nephew.
Yeah.
He had a recurring role for a couple of seasons in Curb. This guy is very... You would know him immediately if you saw him. Immediately. Yeah. He's been in a million things. He was in Spin City.
Mad About You.
Mad About You. Yeah, the guy's a brilliant character actor. But this, the creator of this is David Milch, Danny. Creator of Deadwood.
David Milch?
Milch.
Milch.
Milch is
not
how you,
MILF.
Milch is how you say
MILF.
It. Roger Waters says, you know what? I haven't made enough money, so I have decided to announce 70 more shows for the wall.
God. Yeah, well. Well, if one comes through here.
Would you go see it again?
You bet I would.
I think I would, too. It was that damn good.
Actually, it's going to go. He's going to go for a 36-show tour that begins May the 1st in Houston and will end July the 14th in Philadelphia. There is no Dallas show right now. They're playing May the 1st in Houston, May the 3rd in Austin at the Frank Irwin Center. Then they go to Tulsa.
That's a toilet.
The Irwin Center? It's
yes.
Awful. It needs to be updated. Then they go to Tulsa.
Tulsa.
To that really cool new BOK Center. Then Denver. And then nowhere around here. I don't know if they're going back to any place that they've been before, though. You think you'd go back?
Definitely.
I think I would, too. And
that
is really rare for me because you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, this
I
is not...
I want to see it again, though. It was so well executed and so well done that I want to see it again.
That was a special night for all of us.
It's pretty awesome. They go to Wrigley. Bet that'd be
They're
cool.
They're doing that at Wrigley?
Yeah. Bet Man. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
How can you do that outside?
Don't you need trussing and things to make the airplane fly?
Hang on.
You're going to Wrigley?
Let me look where this is. June 8th.
At Wrigley?
At Wrigley Field.
It's going to be hot.
Maybe we could combo platter like a Rangers road trip that happens to coincide.
Right.
They're also going to play Philly, Citizens Bank Park.
I said that.
No, you didn't.
I did. I said they end in Philly. Oh, outside is what you're saying. Okay,
yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So, yeah.
Look for that in a city near you.
That's
a lot of money, though, man.
Story.
It was a pretty expensive show, right? From what I remember, I think I paid like $190 or something.
Very high for that. Worth it, though.
Why?
You were thoroughly entertained for 2.5 or 3 hours or whatever.
Why is it that we only hear of super celebrities that, I'm getting a note here that says they're doing it at Fenway, too. Could that be right?
Yeah. They have rock shows at Fenway.
It says TBA.
Jimmy Buffett.
July 1st, Massachusetts, TBA.
No, it'll be Fenway.
Dude, you need to get us in, Danny. You know everyone up there.
Pretty much.
Every time we hear of somebody suffering from severe exhaustion or hospitalized for severe exhaustion, they're always...
I'm really tired.
You never see them...
The only ones that get tired.
Rihanna.
I'm really tired.
Was hospitalized. Yeah, look at me. I work my ass off up here. And I never have to go to the hospital for that.
They should just hook you up.
I got my oil change this week.
Should hook you up to an IV every day at 3 o'clock.
See?
Yeah, with bourbon.
Quit perpetuating the stereotype that I'm made of whiskey.
Mark.
Hey, George, can you mix me a drink?
Sure, what do you want?
With your bottom.
With your bottom.
So Rahuni's having to be hospitalized for exhaustion?
Rihanna's like 18, and she's hospitalized for exhaustion. Just to let her fans know that, yes, in fact, this was real. How do you know it's exhaustion? Like, do you get checked in, and they're like, what's wrong with you? I have diarrhea, and, my butt hurts. Well, clearly you're exhausted.
Mark.
Like, what? How are you? How do they know you're exhausted?
I don't know.
You're
the one that's really tired.
You guys are in rock bands.
It's probably from lack of sleep, dehydration, diarrhea.
You're the one that's really tired. You tell us.
Would you be put off if Rihanna had a big press conference and was like, the diarrhea I acquired in Sweden put me over the top?
Would I be put off by it?
Would that ruin it for you?
Well, it's already ruined. There's nothing there to ruin. I don't find her attractive.
What about Kardashian? What if she said, look, the reason that Chris left me was my diarrhea?
It'd be funny. I hope that happens. I'm cheering for that. Look, I'm
or what if you heard Britney Spears have like a series of farts
we
or
have
something
to go.
Like that? Like,
no time for this.
I don't know where you actually hear her farting a lot, but if you heard her doing that a bunch.
This is how you want to end E! News.
This is how I want to end my life.
Brittany, it must be difficult being diagnosed with chronic flatulence. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's weird. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strong, Brittany. Yeah, it was a weird. I'm embarrassed. Can we stop?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She should have stopped
at
one.
We're doing this.
One. Well, yeah, that's right. That's the only reason we're going after this one, old Danny. I mean, he
and
went,
we get 9-2s for
he
this.
He went right back
what
to...
What a heady drop that'll be.
He went right back into Knox City Danny. Like
only
it was
the only reason we're doing this. Booing.
Let me have a Dilly Bar and a Hunger Buster. That's what you sound like. You get the
only
meal.
Reason we're yes. doing this.
Like he's about to go out and help old Jed mend a fence out there.
Oh, yeah.
Go spray some Johnson grass on Mr. Albus's farm.
Go slop that pig.
Only
what was your pig's
we're
name?
Doing this. Sniglet.
Yeah. You know we're here, Sniglet.
It's the only reason we're doing this.
I know it, honey.
Don't have time, honey. It's the only reason we're doing this. No, we're doing.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man, that's great.
Gotta go.
All right, that's all for E! News today. The Ranch Report is next.